A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 6, verses 24 to 34. Jesus said to his disciples, "No one can be the slave of two masters. They will either hate the first and love the second, or treat the first with respect and the second with scorn. You cannot be the slave both of God and of money. That is why I am telling you not to worry about your life and what you are to eat, nor about your body and how you are to clothe it. Surely life means more than food, and the body more than clothing. Look at the birds in the sky. They do not sow or reap or gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they are? Can any of you, for all their worrying, add one single cubit to their span of life? And why worry about clothing? Think of the flowers growing in the fields. They never have to work or spin. Yet I assure you that not even Solomon in all his regalia was robed like one of these. Now, if that is how God clothes the grass in the field, which is there today and thrown into the furnace tomorrow, will God not much more look after you, O people of little faith? So do not worry. Do not say, 'What are we to eat? What are we to drink? How are we to be clothed?' It is the pagans who set their hearts on all these things. Your heavenly Father knows you need them all. Set your hearts on the kingdom first and on God's righteousness, and all these other things will be given to you as well. So do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Where is your heart? Have you noticed nowadays in particular the number of books in the bookshops or on the topic mindfulness? How often in conversation does the same word mindfulness arise? So what is your understanding of this word? When I ask people what they mean by mindfulness, the usual response is living in the present, living in the moment. Now, this is very admirable and hopefully life-giving. However, in order to expand the conversation, I usually ask the question, mindful about what? Mindful about who? In doing this, I hope the question helps us all move from our heads to our hearts, where the focus is who rather than what. So as I pondered today's scripture reading, I asked myself what Jesus had to say about mindfulness, about being mindful and living in the present. In today's gospel, Jesus is encouraging us not to worry. Do not be anxious about what you are to eat or drink, what you are to wear. Surely life means more than food, the body more than clothing. So really, worrying adds nothing to anything. It is the pagans who set their hearts on these things. Then Jesus goes on to say, set your hearts on God's kingdom. Now let's notice that he does not say, think about the kingdom, be mindful of the kingdom. He wants us to be in the kingdom, in our hearts. This is where true life is, where true happiness resides. So what is the kingdom? Well, first and foremost, it is not a place. Jesus is speaking about a way of being in union with God, union with Jesus, being at one. Excuse me. Worry is something which, when it occupies our minds, can become an obsession about all the what's this, what's that in our life. I think we all know people who are constantly worrying about the what ifs. Worry can take over our thoughts, and in so doing, we are no longer free to live in God's kingdom, to live in our hearts. No wonder Jesus said we cannot be the slave of two masters. We cannot be the slave of God and of money. Now, Jesus is not saying we don't need money. Rather, he's telling us it's not helpful to be worrying about money and all that money can enable us to possess. Don't you love the images that Jesus offers us to touch our hearts? What is more beautiful in its simplicity than the birds of the air? What is more simple than the flowers of the field? See how they captivate our hearts rather than preoccupying our minds. And elsewhere in the Gospel, Jesus reminds us to seek first the kingdom of God, and all else shall be given to us. In other words, everything is of God when loved by the heart. Excuse me. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So, dear listeners, next time we find ourselves worrying, let us pause a moment and enter into our hearts. There in the silence, in the kingdom of God, our priorities will find their place, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will hopefully remove our worries.